Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Hell yeah. Wow, everyone, welcome. It's Monday. I am excited. I'm ready to go. I have my organic herbal tea that I am sipping ever so slightly, and my Julie Chen back pillow. I'm Mike J. This is Unscripted Radio. Karen is joining me, and so is Jeffrey. How are we doing,
no,
everyone? You're not?
Wonderful.
No, I'm Katrina.
Oh, what's her face?
What's her face?
You sound kind of, your voice sounds kind of deep, what's her face?
I got kicked in the vagina last night, so I kind of sound like Jeff, but I'm really not.
You sound like a gay what's-her-face. I don't think it's Katrina.
No, I don't think that's the real what's-her-face. I think the real what's-her-face is actually recovering still from her birthday shenanigans.
We need to peel her off the pool deck and you know... She said she had her... I was reading her Facebook page, and it said her wobbly parts were sunburned. She was
well,
at a
that's
new
because
beach.
I was at the Bellagio yesterday, laying by the sun, drinking.
Oh, wow. So you got all your private parts all tanned and crispy now? What's
yeah, I went naked. I was just letting my vagina go in the breeze.
Woo, so that was what was smelling over there, huh? She's gonna kill me for saying that.
Listen, I thought I smelled.
Jeff said it. I didn't say it.
Look, if it's in doubt,
I blame you.
It's a dainty dish. If it smells like cologne, leave it the fuck alone.
That too.
Are you all right? Do you need to sit down? Should we call 911? I do know your address.
I have it.
Hello?
Oh,
shit.
He's gone.
What are we going to do with a dead one?
Ooh, I'm sorry.
We don't need anybody dying on the show, please. Please don't do that.
That Smeal's
dick
kind of got Smeal a little bit.
The who?
That herbal tea. That herbal tea. He thinks he's all cool with the herbal tea.
Oh, the wrong kind of herbs.
Are you all right?
Yeah, that's like a different kind of herb, the kind that they sell out here. It's legal.
Look, you guys know I'm always a little bit behind on these things. I missed 420, so I'm doing 429. I mean, 430.
Uh-oh. 420 plus 10.
Y'all don't even know what the hell the day is.
Let me take a sip of my water. I got too many liquids going on over here, guys. God. Whew. All right, so... God, how'd everyone have a good weekend? Jeff, you had a little party at your house, right?
No. Man, no. I had a cleaning crew come over Sunday.
He had a cleaning party.
Yeah, we didn't even get everything on the list done.
Aw.
You know, it's really hard when you just have people take advantage of you and they don't pick up anything. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
I sense a little hostility, and it's not towards me for once.
Woo! You're in the clear, Mikey.
I'm in the clear. Give it 5 minutes.
Just today, though. Yeah, I'm going to say, just for right now, don't overstep that line, because he will cut you, too.
He will.
I don't know why you both got to overstep that line.
See, you got comfortable now. Now I'm out for killing, too.
I don't remember who it was, but they called me Rosie in the chat room.
Careful. Oh boy. Don't call him Rosie.
That's funny. You love her so much, Jeff. I thought that would be a compliment.
Well, I do believe it's true. Funny people are all crazy and bitchy on the inside.
It's all right. We like you crazy. We'll take you
crazy. We wouldn't have it any other way. But you know,
yeah.
Jeff, you're cleaning your house because you have a little something-something coming up next weekend, right? I mean, we were talking before the show, and it's kind of exciting.
Well, yeah, I have the wedding showers next weekend. I'm kind of devastated, though. We invited 90 people, well, plus, because I've been adding more people as I remember them and realized I forgot them and didn't have them on the list. And, like, only 48 are coming.
Oh,
and, you know, not everybody that even RSVP will show up. So I'm kind of devastated because I was hoping for, like, I don't know, 80?
What? Why would you want 80 people in your house?
He wants 80 gifts is what he really means, Karen.
Oh.
Well, pretty much.
Is that what you mean? I just couldn't imagine having 80 people in my house. Like, I don't ever want a party that big unless it's like a wedding. I'm weird.
No, I'm with you. Like, send me the gift, but don't come over.
Well, but right. Here's the thing. It's a majority of these people have never been to the house before, so I'm, like, going psychotic about every nook and cranny, and I'm pulling a pre-branded camp from Desperate Housewives where the house will be perfect so that everybody thinks that I have a housekeeper and our lives are perfect.
Aww.
Even though that's not the case at all.
The dead body in the basement. Then it all comes down.
He's holding someone hostage down there as we speak. Oh, my bad. My bad.
I think there's two people down there. Their names are Tracy and Pat.
Freeloaders.
We nicknamed them on Jake's show. Or not reference to anyone. We're not referencing anyone. You know,
yes,
we mean like, you know, Pat, Sajak, and I don't know, Tracy, the other girl besides Vanna White. I'm going to shut up now.
Right.
I'm over it. I'm on board. The freeloaders.
Freeloaders.
Uh-oh.
Gosh. Well, look,
ain't
Karen,
no way to get around this one.
Well, since we're opening up this can of worms, I mean, Karen, have you ever had someone, like, you know, need to crash your house and they sort of just set up a permanent residence on your sofa and they ain't never going to leave? Freeloader. You know?
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I had an ex-boyfriend who, the key word is ex. We had a great relationship, and he came to me one day and said, hey, my sister's moving, you know, from New York. Is it okay if she stays with us? It'll be like a couple months just till she gets on her feet and finds a place.
Couple months?
Yeah. Because, well, no, hold on, let me tell you. I'm okay with a couple months because I'm thinking, absolutely, I would do that for my own family. So, of course.
Hey, Karen.
But a couple months turns into 1 year. Mind you, 1 fucking year, she didn't pay one bill in the 1 year she was there. Thus, he and I are no longer together. That ended our relationship. Like, it started all kinds of problems because I was like, he would complain because he financially wasn't where he wanted to be in life. And I was like, well, if you charge your sister for fucking rent, maybe you'll have a savings. I don't know anybody.
Did he have a job?
He had a job. A well-paying job. Like, a really well-paying job.
She just lived in your house basically for free.
For one fucking year, yes. And I was like, it was like, yeah, basically that broke us up. Like, I remember, like, maybe a couple months after we had broken up, we had kind of ran into each other, and he wanted to sit and talk. He was on this whole, like, I need closure kind of thing. And I was like, dude, we were together 5 years. There's no such thing as closure, but I'll entertain this for about 5 minutes. So, go. Shoot. I'll do whatever I can to help you, but there's no closure, you know, because it was just raggedy. Like, I was just like, and he told me, he was like, you know, I just don't understand where we went wrong. And I was like, we went wrong when we started supporting a grown adult. That's where we went wrong. Like, you can't, like, we couldn't even, like, honestly, she would sit on the couch and watch old episodes of Friends every night. And, like, the living room was next to the bedroom. And then I'm like, dude, don't come over here trying to be all huggy-huggy, kissy-kissy with me. Tell your sister to go to bed. She's outside my bedroom window. Like,
oh,
I don't want to hug and kiss out with someone sitting outside my bedroom window. Yes.
Now, did you have a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom?
No, we had a two-bedroom. She had her own room. She had her own room. But it's like, I just was like, I did not understand, like, you're enabling this girl. You're enabling her. And so it wasn't until I moved out and said, deuces, you two handle this, y'all, you know, that he was like, oh, shit. Like, we really broke up? And I was like, yeah, we really broke up, dumbass.
Was he secretly in love with his sister?
No, he wasn't secretly in love with her. But, I mean, I think he had this, like, you know, he wanted to help her. But I'm like, I'm just like, no, you're not helping her. You're enabling her. And then what was the straw that broke the camel's back was I came home one day, and her fake ponytail was on my living room floor, and I had to step over it.
Right
there. And then she told me, she proceeds to tell me, because she was a really nice person. Like, I never had any issues with her. I had issues with him because this is the person that I had got into a relationship with. We had lived together 2 years prior to this. So it was not like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, this is what you brought on me. I have a problem with you, him. I had a problem with him. I didn't have a problem with her because she was going to take and do what she could take and do. He needed to put his foot down and kick her ass out, but he didn't have the balls to do it. So, you know, she's talking to me and telling me how, you know, her daughter was doing really well in college and blah, blah, blah. And she proceeded to thank me and said, I really want to thank you for, you know, letting me live here for free for a year. I know it's caused strain on your relationship, but you guys have helped me put my daughter through college for her first year. Because the money I would have spent on rent, I got to pay her tuition. And I'm like, so I'm putting your daughter through college?
Basically, you're the Karen Ashley.
I moved out the next week. That was the day I had to say bye-bye. I moved out the very next week. Because I'm not lying. And this is a guy who would complain and he would say, I don't have the savings I would have, and I feel like our relationship is straining straining me financially because we go on trips and we do this and we do that. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're my boyfriend, and I want to live and do certain things in my life, so if you're going to be with me, this is what I want to do. But if you would make your sister pay rent, then you'd have a savings.
Yeah.
Like, but I just didn't get it.
Did you ever tell her to fucking pay some bills?
I did. I told her. I said, I just really think you should contribute and you should pay. And she was like, well, I'll go buy some groceries. And I go, great. That's a great place to start. Let's, you know, definitely do that. She goes and she bought Oreos. She bought, like, weird things that neither one of us ate. And
I was like,
are we supposed to eat this? You bought Oreos?
Did she buy food and then put, like, post-it notes on it saying, property of Tracy and Pat? Just saying.
No, but it was like that. I mean, it was just real. It was bad. It was bad.
Wow.
It was bad. And then the funny thing is, me and my boyfriend that I have now, like when we decided to move in together, we made a pact that we would not ever allow anyone else to live with us. If it wasn't our children or our mothers or like our dying mother and father. Like that's the only way our mother and father could come live with us.
Apparently I met you at the wrong time because I was just
wrong relationship.
I said I came out to LA and had myself a free ride. That's what I'm saying.
For a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. So it was not good. So yeah, no, I know how you feel, Jeff. If you have freeloaders in your house, kick their fucking asses out right now.
There you go.
That's all I have to say.
She said it.
What?
I am getting a little kickback, but when I say little, I mean little.
Yeah.
Like my,
okay.
The nice egg bill is more.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, you find more money between your couch cushions. Let's put it that way.
And when did this occur? Like, are they related to anyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they related to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because if it was the other way around, it would have done already been over with.
So what about, what is it, have you put a time limit as to how long they're going to be staying?
Well,
Barbaria, have you put a time limit as to when they're moving, when they're leaving?
No, no, because it wasn't set up that way in the beginning.
How was it set up?
Like, yeah, come on, kind of a thing.
Oh, man, that's where you went wrong, man. That's where you
no
went
brown.
Wrong.
Well, at the time, I thought it was going to be, different. I didn't think I was going to be taking, you know, I didn't think I was going to be a mom.
Oh, basically. Mom to them?
Yeah.
Mom to them, like you're cooking and cleaning and doing all of that?
Well, the cleaning. Yeah,
as much as you rant and rave on the show, you haven't had a conversation where you set them down and said, you need to clean up after yourself? Do I need to do that? I'll call them and tell them.
Because, you know,
you just open the window of opportunity and I'll do it.
And I'm pretty sure I have one of their numbers. We could call them right now on the show.
My mother says that. My grandmother had an experience yesterday where she was ready to kind of go off her rocker. You know, so it's not for
you
like
need to let them.
Wanting to. I can't.
Because then you won't have to. Then you won't have to.
Right, I know. But, I can't comprehend. I just can't right at the moment. I need to, you know. It's going to get to the point where I just finally, like, lose my mind, and it will end badly.
Well, this is what I say. It's going to end badly. I'm just going to tell you this. If they continue to stay there and continue to take advantage of you, it will end badly, period.
Well, here's the thing.
So better
you
set it up so that
it's... Sorry,
I'm going to say, so the thing is if you set it up to at least make it a conversation and say, okay, you need to leave by this day, even if it goes a little bad or even if it goes bad, but you have more control going in that it won't end badly, or it's just going to explode and it's going badly. I'm going to tell you that. There's no way around it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it's not known. It is very well known.
There we go.
My stance. It's known. It's very clear. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, there doesn't need to be a conversation because it's pretty clear.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Why aren't they taking heed then? Like, why is it like, why are they still there?
Heathens.
Well, then it needs to end badly because then you've already been nice about it. I would go off. Because I always say this, nobody put you on this earth to be a doormat, so nobody should ever walk all over you.
I'm waiting to get them foster care children.
And then that's how you're going to get them out of here?
Yeah.
Say, sorry, this bed's taken. Sorry. This bed's taken by a ward of the state.
That's what it is. I rented your bed out for more.
I don't know.
Are they staying in my bed when I come visit? Are they in my bed? Because they're going to have to be gone by the time I get there. You know, I'm bougie.
So are you saying you're staying here now and not at the hotel?
I don't know. I'm on the fence. You have never, we never even met, and not that I'd have any problem with you. I'd probably be fine staying at your home. I just be like, well, I'm just a crazy, weird person.
Karen, there's only one bathroom.
There's two.
In the house?
Well, one bathroom with a shower, and look, no offense, but I know how long it takes you to do your hair, all right? We ain't got 2 days. Shoot.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Yeah, it is one of the biggest downfalls of having this big house and having one full bathroom.
That's rough.
Wow.
But look, I'll make you a deal. How about you and I go in and get a hotel room with Katrina's?
And we just leave Joe and the house
Well, I already told them. I was like, the day before the wedding, all the girls are going to the hotel, and all the guys can stay at the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's fun. That sounds like fun anyway.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, the girls get to go out because we can't see each other, you know, before the wedding. And, oh, my goodness.
You
I just burped
so traditional. Ew.
Well, I gotta have something. So I'm like, we can't see each other, and there's not room for, you know, any of us to go. I mean, we could probably pull it off at Mike's parents' house if we did, like, the slumber party thing, which to me would be fun, but I'm not sure how everybody else, you know, it's kind of weird for people, so I get it. Whereas I'm like, let's all get in one big room and have a slumber party.
I'm sorry,
you know,
I'm
sorry.
Brody,
show
with five. No, we'll go to that Marriott they're building, the new one, assuming it's done, and we can just get adjoining suites. No?
I don't know.
Maybe?
I think that's great. I think that's a great idea. Or maybe, you know, we're there, and then you come stay with us, and Mike comes stay with us, and we're all just in, like you said, we get adjoining suites, and we just figure it out. I've got a hookup at the Marriott.
I'm pretty sure it's the Marriott that they're building.
I thought it was the Hilton. I don't know. I don't even know if it's going to be done in time.
Well,
I know they're
the
trying to do interviews.
I mean, I've got those the H Honors points. I'm good with the Hilton. Me and the Hilton go
and
way
they're
back.
Putting siding on the building. But other than that, I have no idea. So I have to tell you, though, something horribly embarrassing that happened to me yesterday. So, you know, we're out cleaning or whatever, and I ordered food for everybody, and I went out to smoke, and my neighbor happened to be out there, who everybody knows that I call Mrs. Kravitz.
Uh-oh.
Tell me how she is very well aware that's what we call her.
I love it. Who's older?
Bitch, that's why you need to stop being nosy. That's what you get. You're nosy, you deserve to be talked about, or you're, like, crazy.
She was very funny about it. She was very sweet. Like, it was kind of a joke. Oh. You know, like, I knew, you know, whatever. She was like, well, it's kind of Mrs. Kravitz of me. And then I'm like, and then I kind of thought about it later. I'm like, it'd be really funny because Bewitched is of that era, of that group of people.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not really of my generation. I'm like, it really could just be a coincidence. I mean,
I think it is.
I don't know. That's funny.
I think she knows how she is. And maybe she doesn't know that you personally call her that, but she knows how she is, and she just admitted to it. And she goes, well, this is how I am.
Yeah,
like,
but that's
so
the
out
creepy
there.
Part about it. It's almost like she knows, and she wants you to think that you know that she knows, but not really. So she's just sort of toying with you, sort of like a cat does with a mouse. It sort of bites it a little, and then the mouse tries to wiggle away, and then the cat bites it a little bit more. You know?
Or you know what? Some people kind of throw their little issues out on the table, and they're like, because she knows at some point she's going to be that way to the 100th power, and you're going to have to put her in her place. But she's like, I'm just going to tell you how I am.
Well, no,
you
it
know?
Was fine because, you know, the other folks had an engagement party over the weekend, and, like, the trash is on the side of the house, and our yards are kind of close together. And, like, the trash can was overfull, and it's, like, in plain view of her back deck. So that's what she gets to look at is our, like, four trash cans. And she was just like, this is Mrs. Kravitz of me. But, you know, I can't remember who the people were that lived here before my friend. But she was like, they, you know, I didn't even realize there was, like, a door underneath the back porch that it fits underneath. And she's like, well, they put it under there. You know, and I was like, oh, that's not a big deal. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, I get it because, you know, I have idiot men in the house that just throw trash on top of trash instead of putting it in the empty one. They just let the one overfill. So I got, you know what I mean? It wasn't a big deal. So I just kind of threw them underneath there. But it was just hysterical. But then she was fun. And her two children are both getting married this summer. One is the weekend before mine, and then one is 6 weeks later. So I feel really bad for her.
Yeah, that is insane. That's going to be...
She's like all excited. Yeah, and I'm, like, telling her how I'm, like, catering the wedding myself. And she's like, Joe, if you need to get away from him being crazy, come over and drink some wine with me.
Yeah, Joe's got a friend.
I'm sure he
Joe's
loves
friend.
That. Now, Mrs.
That's,
Kravitz,
that's very nice of her.
She's married, right? Or is she sort of maybe looking to play a little on the side with Joey?
Yeah,
well,
might
it could be a maybe. Well, you know, and this is somebody that their kids went to Catholic school with Michael and I. So she's like, well, who's getting married? And I just kind of looked at Joe, and I was like, she's like, oh, congratulations. And I'm like, I can't see how she didn't possibly know that we were.
I think she's just coy. Like, she knows. Like, I mean, she knows. You both live there together, and she gets it, but she wants you to confirm it. Same way she put her issues out on the table and was like, look, it's a credits of me. She knows how she is.
Okay, I mean, well, look, she's a smart woman. So either when you guys...
The 99 thing.
Yeah. When you guys all first moved in there, she either thought, okay, it's probably a frat house. But then when you went and did your house up for Christmas like you did, come on. Ain't nobody in their right mind thought that was a frat house no more. They knew that was a fag house, all right?
And I
That's
guess
funny.
Last weekend, the angry midget trolled into where she works. And they were chatting. And the angry midget was like, I'm so sorry. I know you don't like the F word. And when I get drunk, my filter's just gone or whatever. And I guess they had, like, this great huge chat. And she's like, oh, yeah, I was talking to her. She's like, no, I don't care. She's like, I just don't like it being in anger or whatever. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, dear God. I'm like, midget, you need to shut your mouth. Don't talk to my neighbors.
Right. The least contact, the better.
That's true. That's true. You know, it's all about making the right choices. And that's what we're actually going to be talking about tonight, coming up in tonight's talker. Lindsay Lohan, who was confirmed to play Liz Taylor. Is that really the best choice? And then we're going to get into some other casting snafus. But, you know what, first, Jeff, I know you wanted to talk about Indiegogo a little bit and fill us in on some of our newest donors to our unscripted reality show.
Well, I would love to, but I don't even know who our newest donors are.
Really?
Not ready.
Really?
Except, well, I didn't know I was doing this. Except for Allison Chichi.
Read the list.
Yes!
She's going to be having dinner with us.
Yes! You know, Allison's a great friend of mine, guys. She donated to Grow Up Already, our shoot. Now she's donating to Unscripted Radio. So I can't wait to meet her in person. I think she's going to meet us in L.A. at Morphicon.
Well, all I have to say is, I mean, this chick, she's donated twice, so I'm very ecstatic. And, you know, if you want to be creative and go look at what the amount is to have dinner with us, you can figure it out. But, you know, I think it's really great of her that she's donated more than once, and she's going to have dinner with us. So it's pretty exciting, and I thank her. It's really swell. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
not only dinner, guess what else she gets?
Karen,
yeah,
tell everybody. This is exciting.
Yeah, this gets even better. Because she has donated more than $250 to our wonderful cause, we're going to have her on this Friday's show. She's going to be co-hosting with us on our telethon, our unscripted radio. You guys know it's the last day to donate. So we're going to, the whole show is dedicated to what the show is going to be about, what our web series is going to consist of, how we're all going to do it. We're going to have special guests like her on the show. We're going to play games. It's going to be really funny, and hopefully we can really raise a lot of money that last Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to be on the show with us and want to co-host and want to do these things, please donate.
Yeah, Allison and Joe Jackson are so far the two folks who have hit that prize level. And as a bonus for them, they're going to come on with us. Like Karen said, we're going to be playing some reality game show trivia, and Katrina and Karen are going to be picking teams. Jeff and I are going to host, so it's going to be Team Karen versus Team Kat. So it should be pretty interesting, to say the least. Absolutely.
Right.
Very exciting. But the two that we had
VIP
this week were Toku and Allison donated over the weekend. So thank you so much.
Toku.
So much. Absolutely.
We love Toku in the chat room. He's got colorful comments.
Oh, he does. He's brutal. He is messed up, that Toku. gotta love that Toku. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the radiothon on Friday. And, Karen, what else are we doing on Friday?
Friday, we're raising money, honey. That's what we're doing, and we're doing K-Squared. But K-Squared is going to be centered all around raising money for Indiegogo. It's our last day, last shot. We got to make it big. So we'll be taking, you know, calls, and we'll be getting show ideas from the fans. But, you know, it's just going to be all about Indiegogo and raising money for the Unscripted Reality Show.
But there's something else we do on Friday.
We do our top 10 list?
Yeah.
Okay, is it going to be top 10 reasons why you need to donate to Indiegogo and Unscripted Reality?
Nah.
No? We need to do that. The whole show has to be about donating money. That's our last hours of getting it in.
We'll have to push that. But last I heard from Ethan, our top 10 list this week was characters from TV/movies that you'd want to spend the day with. All right. So, and we switched up how we're doing the top 10 a little bit different because we're trying to condense it. So, Karen, what are we doing with the top 10 that's different?
Well, as you know, if you've listened to the last two Fridays, we've had a million top 10 lists. Everybody got to come up with one, and it was very interesting and very funny. But now we're going to do it a little different. Every Friday there's going to be a top 10 list, but it's boys against girls.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Great.
So me and Katrina against you guys, and we'll see whose top 10 list measures up.
Yeah, we're going to see
whose
list is better.
Week.
I think me and Jeff are just going to take it. I think we are.
No.
I
think me and Katrina are going to kick that ass. I know. Well, now you have to. You'll combine with you, Ethan, and Mike can combine your brains.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Well,
I hate to bring topic here, but I was just, I just got his text message about reading the top 20, so I just happened to check the emails. And I just happened to see that I'm getting a delivery package shipment.
What?
And it says adult must be at least 21 years of age because there's a signature required. And it says to Jeffrey and Joe Emmett, Unscripted Radio, 20 should now play.
I wonder who sent that.
I can't imagine. So I'm just wondering if it's a dildo.
Maybe it is. But
and
you need to be over 21 to get it.
It's not telling
me.
Huh? It's not telling me where it's shipping from. I won't know until like tomorrow when it hits, the first shipment center. Because it says, a UPS shipping label has been created. Once the shipment arrives at our facility, the tracking status, including the scheduled delivery date, will be available. So
I wonder who
sent
that to you.
I couldn't imagine who would put Jeffrey and Joe Emmett and Unscripted Radio on there. It just, I couldn't imagine it being a co-host.
I'm trying
maybe,
to imagine.
Maybe not. I couldn't imagine either.
I'm trying to imagine how Joe feels that he's taking Jeff's last name.
It is what it is.
I mean,
maybe not who wears the pants in that house.
Apparently.
I just say this, Joe may be the man in the house, but Jeff is not by the balls.
Joey, Karen has a message for you. She said, you may be the man of the house, but I've got you by the balls.
It is what it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Joe wears the pants, but they got him by the balls.
Look, I think Joe is just ecstatic that a Power Ranger is talking about his balls. That's what I think.
I think that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. He has a Power Ranger talking about his balls. So, if you're like,
special, Joe.
Yes.
I don't
know. Like Karen Ashley.
Power Rangers talking about your balls?
Oh, no.
Good.
No, whatever we're getting sent, somebody has to be 21 years old to sign for it, and it's 6 pounds. That could be a really big fist or a dildo.
Oh, my God.
It's 6 pounds. Wow. You have to send you what? Maybe
what?
It's a gift for your shower, Joe and Jeffrey Emmett.
It's got to be. I don't know. I would keep everybody updated as I see where it's hitting and what's going on, because now I'm kind of curious.
I know. Drum roll.
What if
it's a wedding shower gift? It's going to be late because it says its delivery date is going to be May 7th.
Aww.
Oh, damn. Are you serious? Oh, well. Maybe it'll be earlier. You never know.
It always is.
Yeah. Very exciting, Jeffrey. Maybe you're going to get everything you wish for.
I just had to break into that. Well, unless there is a Mexican person somewhere in there that somebody picked up from a gas station in Arizona, that I get to pay them for like $5 and they'll be the, my house boy for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I know I'm going
to
get
I was talking to you today about that. I know you're like wanting the house to be perfect and wanting everything to be perfect. The reality is that no one's going to care about that, Jeffrey, when they get to your party and they're having a great time.
Oh,
exactly.
They totally care.
All they're going to care about.
No one's going to care whether your floors are waxed. Yeah.
Yeah. You run out of liquor, then it's going to be a problem.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They care.
They're not
going to
care.
They're judgy. They're related to me. Well, some of them. And I know if I go in your house and I see dust bunnies in your corner, I'm judging you. I'm not going to lie.
That's you.
Yeah.
No one else cares about that. No one's the angel
My mother was like, you are just like your grandmother, so I know it's her. And then I have to tell you before we change topic, the last thing my grandmother said to me, she's like, you know what? I got your number. She's like, I know what this was. She's like, you had everybody, you used the wedding shower as an excuse to have us all come over and help you with your spring cleaning.
There you go, one way to get it done. There you go.
I love that Grandma Diane. She's a hoot.
She a pistol.
Mm-hmm. She is. She certainly is. But, you know, if you missed it, you're just joining us. Karen Ashley was talking about Joey's balls. And if you would like her to talk about your balls, feel free to donate $250. And you can come on the show with us this Friday, play a little reality show trivia, and she'll talk about your balls. You never know.
I'll talk all about them. All about them.
She really will. So you'll make sure that you also want to get your top 10 characters from a TV or movie that you want to spend the day with over to Mr. Ethan. That's top 10, TOPTEN, at unscriptedradio.com. You can also message him through our Facebook group or on Twitter.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We have a primetime update.
We do have a primetime update.
Woohoo!
From Unscripted Radio, this is the primetime update.
Oh, speaking of the freaks and the geeks and our listeners, calling all Trekkies. I'm just kidding. The Space Shuttle Enterprise, ferried by a modified jumbo jet, made a final majestic trip to its future home in New York City on Friday. The shuttle made a low-altitude flyover over the Hudson River, past potential city landmarks and the Statue of Liberty, and the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum on Manhattan's west side, to the delight of countless New Yorkers peering with cameras from windows and rooftops. Spacecraft made two passes along the Hudson River before landing at John F. Kennedy International Airport. Also tonight, Deadly Chicken, the family of a girl who left brain damaged after eating a chicken wrap at a KFC restaurant, was awarded $8.35 million today by an Australian court. Monica Semaine, then 7, and her family became ill from salmonella poisoning in 2005 after sharing a chicken wrap they purchased at a Sydney KFC. The girl's parents and brother said they suffer from vomiting and diarrhea, but made a full recovery. Monica, however, spent months in a coma and is now confined to a wheelchair and unable to speak. The family's attorney, George Balakis, praised the court's decision and said Monica's care and has exhausted the family's financial resources. Finally tonight, meth, anyone? Yes, I offered meth. Is that a meth lab in your pants, or are you just happy to be arrested and have a stranger work for the cops? Local ABC affiliate in Oklahoma reports that a meth lab in David Williams' pants exploded during a scuffle with a police officer, according to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Williams and his friend were originally pulled over for speeding, but when a trooper asked about a chemical smell coming from the car, well, they were a little surprised. After a brief struggle, it was determined there was an active meth lab in his pants at first during his struggle and got all over his body, that's according to Trooper Shiloh Hall. KOTV reports that portable meth labs are incredibly dangerous because they require putting chemical ingredients in a sealed container, then flipping it upside down to mix it. The built-up pressure makes the mixture highly explosive. Well, sounds like something else that happens when there's some built-up pressure. KTLA reported that Williams was arrested for manufacturing a controlled and dangerous substance, and that the female driver of the car was also apprehended. And if you missed any of tonight's show or some of what we had going on last week, feel free to head on over to unscriptedradio.com, and you can also listen to us on Stitcher, that smart radio for your telephone. You can listen to us on the Stitcher app for your iPhone, iPad, and Android. For the Primetime Update, I'm Mike Day, Jeff, and Karen.
Wowzer. Drug dealers are getting real creative nowadays, boy.
Imagine. You're just driving around with a meth lab in your pants.
Wait a minute. I'm still on the hook. Jeff and Karen, what? I'm just so excited. What?
Back to us. I think he forgot to say back to you. He just thought he'd say your name out loud, Jeffrey.
What?
You know, I like to say it. It's got a roll to it.
He said Jeff and Karen, and he just left you hanging.
Jeffe. Jeffe. Rafe. No? Not so much? Not feeling it?
I guess not. Dead silence.
I'm not really sure what to say.
The peanut gallery is silento.
Well, how about this, Jeff? I know you got something to say about this. What about this whole deal with Lindsay Lohan playing Liz Taylor in an upcoming Lifetime movie? What? Really?
Oh, are you crying or are you like laughing?
I think it's a fucking joke.
Oh, I know.
Like, it's absolutely ridiculous, and it's an insult to Liz Taylor.
Who gets this many chances in Hollywood? That's what I don't know. Who is she sleeping with that she keeps getting all these chances? That's what I need.
Someone like crooked teeth.
I was shocked they named her. Like, I mean, it's not like 20th Century Fox is doing a Liz Taylor movie. I mean, it's a Lifetime movie, but still, she's getting paid very well. And this is a great opportunity for her to really turn her career around if she can pull it together. But, wow. I never thought her, though. Like, I don't even think she looks like Liz Taylor.
Not at all.
Not even a little. Like, they're really going to do some hair and makeup.
And plastic surgery. I mean, she's not even cute. Look, and here's the thing. Like, Rosie got so much shit because she said what everyone else is saying. Like, it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just bullshit. It's stunt casting. They're trying to draw attention to the project. And she probably won't even be in it in the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because
I thought it was so interesting
you know,
that people were mad at what Rosie said. I was like, what is wrong with what she said? She's never right to an opinion.
Well,
yeah,
I thought
exactly.
It was true. Like, it's not like what she said was a lie.
Right. No, I agree completely. I was shocked that people were giving Rosie flack. Like, I was like, y'all really think she's going to do well with this?
No, not at all. I mean, I can't even picture it. Like, Elizabeth Taylor is such an icon. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then, okay, maybe my opinion would be a little different if Lindsay Lohan had not gone through everything that she had recently gone through with the shoplifting, the drugs, the drinking, the partying. Mm-hmm. Maybe my opinion would be a little different, you know?
Right.
I mean, but we all know what Lindsay Lohan is. We all know her sort of past, and you're going to pick her to play this Hollywood icon? That, to me, is disgusting and disrespectful, all rolled into one. I mean, Elizabeth Taylor has to be turning over in her grave right now. I mean, you couldn't have picked someone like, Anne Hathaway? You know? I'm just saying. Lindsay Lohan?
Well, what's funny to me is, like, to me, when you play someone, like a live person, you know, it's not just like a character that you make up in your head. You really gotta act. Like, what we're looking for people to do is, like, transform into this person. And even if you don't talk like them, but you have to capture the essence of who they were for us to believe it, you know? And
I
just think it's so, like, I think it's so, like, I don't know. I don't know that Lindsay Lohan has ever showed that kind of acting range. I mean, I'm not saying she's a bad actress. I like some of her movies. But I've never seen her be so, live up to Elizabeth.
Live up to some pretty good standards. I mean, think of the people who have portrayed, Pat Deckers. You had Joaquin Phoenix, who did Johnny Cash. Excellent. You know? You had
Jamie Foxx doing Ray Charles.
Yes, yeah.
Won an Oscar.
I mean, dead on. You know, like, they and like, and I was going to say embalmed. That would be the incorrect word. Embodied.
Embodied, yeah.
Yeah, you know? And then Lindsay Lohan, really? I mean, I don't even want to watch this movie now.
Well, think about it. Think of the life. When was the last time you watched a Lifetime movie? It's like, my husband, I killed my husband. Like, they have these funny little movies. So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe that's what they're going after. I mean, normally these Lifetime movies are filmed, like, up in Calgary, and the actors and actresses are normally, like, well-known Canadian folks because it's filmed in Calgary. Like, the last Lifetime movie I can honestly say that I watched was one that, believe it or not, Ricky Lake starred in. It was called Matters of Life and Dating, and it was about a movie where Ricky played the main character and she got breast cancer, and it was done during breast cancer awareness. It was really kind of a cute movie. I watched it because Ricky Lake was in it. That was the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, normally, yeah, these Lifetime movies, they have, like, no-name people in them. So maybe Lifetime is trying to drag in an audience with having Lindsay Lohan. Like Jeff said, this is just all about the controversy.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with you and my Jeff, like, where you said. I mean, it's just, like, it's kind of shocking. And I kind of feel bad for Rosie because Rosie is, like, getting all this bad flack. And I mean, Rosie's done some things that maybe people don't agree with. And I've kind of been, you know, I've always been on the fence with Rosie. I think she's a great entertainer, but I've heard crazy stories about her. But for her to speak so freely about how she felt about that, if nothing else, you can always say that Rosie is passionate about her position. And she's usually, you know, very compassionate to certain situations. But it's like this girl has ran her life. I mean, her life has been run amok. So it's like really out of all the actresses beating the pavement in Hollywood, she gets picked. And there's no other reason to pick her but for the press and for the, you know, PR that you're going to get from it. Not like she's an Academy Award winning actress or even close to that. You know, the last time she did a movie was how many years ago? And it was a flop.
Exactly. So I was just going to ask, when was the last time she was even in a movie? When's the last time she was on television or in the press for anything other than being a drunken whore, allegedly? You know, I'm just saying, or for shoplifting. That's
right.
Who we're having portray Elizabeth Taylor, but, you know, are we maybe being too hypercritical of her? I mean, my opinion is I think we've given Lindsay way too many chances at this point to pull herself up by her bootstraps, so to speak. But, you know, it's like, I don't know, are we all, like, jumping down, you know, she has sort of been, I guess, on the straight and narrow for, you know, she finished her probation, all her court hearings checked out, she's been cleared of all the charges, I think. Maybe, you know, are we being too critical?
Well,
no.
Yeah, I don't think we're being too critical. Go ahead, Jeff. You go ahead. I'll jump in.
No, I don't think we know. Like, you're a fucking mess. You're a drug addict. You're a liar. And you're a piece of shit. If you were anybody else in this world, if you were just a regular Joe Smo, people would have written you off and said, fuck you. And you would not have gotten another chance. So I do not feel bad for this girl. You had millions of dollars that you had an amazing opportunity that so few get, and you fucked up. And then you kept fucking up. Like, it's not like you fucked up once. You fucked up for years. And I don't know. Like, I'm just over her and her shit. Like, she needs to go away for, like, a decade and then try to come back. Like, I don't want to see her. Because every time you come back, you get a little attention, you fuck up again. And it's been it's too soon.
Right. You know what I will say, though? If this girl is able to pull this off, get in here and do this remarkable job, I mean, this could be a vehicle for her to rewrite her history, you know? She could put herself back on the map if she gives a stellar performance. But it's going to be tough. I mean, like you said, there have been people who've played other people, and you usually have to come with it even more so than you would in a different character. Like, if you're playing a character, we don't know who Joe Schmo is, but we know who Elizabeth Taylor is, you know?
Exactly.
So you can't just pull it out of your butt. You really have to, you know, be this icon, you know? And Elizabeth had such a great, amazing life. Like, she was, you know, she got married so many times. She had wealth. She had divorce. She had tragedy. I mean, one of her husbands died in a plane crash. She broke up a marriage. I mean, this woman did everything, you know. And she was in Betty Ford. She, you know, she was like a crusader for, you know, AIDS awareness and AIDS research. I mean, she raised millions of dollars, you know, for Rock Hudson, the foundation they had for Rock Hudson. I mean, it was like this woman lived a life. I guess Lindsay could tap into the fact that she's really lived a life. But
a different
she's going to have to
life,
come with
life.
It. Yeah.
Here's my other question. I mean, for the people that are doing, like, the makeup and the wardrobe and all that stuff, Liz Taylor, if I'm right, you know, she's a brunette. You know, she's a little dark. Well, for the love scenes that are going to occur in this movie, what are they going to do about that fire crotch? That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Lifetime's allowed to show fire crotch.
That could be true.
I don't think they're allowed to show it in on the Lifetime movie. I don't think it's allowed.
That's true. Well,
that is true.
As much as I'd love to sit here and rag on Lindsay Lohan for another 45 minutes or so, there's been some other really, really bad, terrible casting choices. I mean, you guys, I'm sure, can think of some off the top of your head. I mean, Karen, come on, you're in the industry. Who just didn't fit the role?
Let me think about that one, because I do have some things that I'm thinking, but, I don't know.
Wait,
give me your list, because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus unnecessarily.
Jeff, what were you going to say? I know you got a few. Come on.
No, I'm going to wait to see who you throw under the bus to.
All right. So here we go. Tom Cruise in Interview with a Vampire. I mean, really? Tom Cruise?
Really?
Vampire?
I actually like that role.
I thought he was excellent. Yeah, me too.
I actually liked it. I was shocked. Tom Cruise always surprises me because... Like, they said he's doing this new movie, Rock of Ages. They said this is Tom Cruise like you've never seen him before. Like, he may get an Oscar for this one because you just don't expect this. Like, he'll surprise you. But you didn't like him in Interview with a Vampire?
I don't. It just felt weird. Like, you know, vampires, I don't know. I mean, yes, he was good, but it felt weird. Like, Tom Cruise, I don't know. I mean, he's, you know.
Was he too recognizable? Like, where you were like, that's Tom Cruise. Like, you couldn't get past the fact that he was who he was playing that part?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like it was too small of a part for him, maybe, is the best way to put it. Like, you know, you're like, oh, Tom Cruise. Oh, he's a vampire.
Have you seen this movie? Sure. Like, you didn't have a small part in it.
Sure.
Well, maybe is it because you had to share the screen time with Brad Pitt? Like, it was kind of, like, split between the two?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Okay. Moving on.
Nicolas Cage in The Wicker Man.
Oh, I don't like Nicolas Cage. I mean, not that I don't like him personally. I don't know the man. I just don't like his acting style. Like, I've never really been a huge fan.
Yeah, he's very dry.
That was a fucked up movie.
Was it? I never saw it. But I can't say I've seen any movie. Like,
you
I'm not attracted to
spend 2 hours of your life just going, what the fuck? And then at the end be like, really? Really?
Right. That's funny. Okay, who else do you got?
Right, Paris Hilton in House of Wax.
The fact that she classified herself as an actress was a joke alone. That was a joke, period.
Yeah.
Like, reality stars turn actress, it doesn't always work. And that was one of the ones that didn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, like, sort of going off the lines with Lindsay Lohan and this Liz Taylor movie. basically the reason she got the part in House of Wax is because of it's her name. It's a big name. I mean, you're talking about someone with absolutely no acting ability, and mm-hmm. you spend the entire film waiting for her to be killed off, and when she mm-hmm. finally, you know, is, the practical effect is more, is the of special effects, rather, are more about the ability than her actually dying.
Right. Wow. Yeah, there's a reason she's a socialite. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, when reality stars try to, like, cross over into mainstream Hollywood acting, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a reason you're a socialite. There's a reason you're a reality star. Not to be mean,
yeah.
but in this I am.
Vince Vaughn in Psycho.
I never saw that, but I heard it was horrible.
The remake? Obviously.
Yeah, the remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
Uh-oh.
Remember Vince Vaughn being in it.
He was in it, and wasn't it Anne Heche was the Anne Heche was the woman? Like the
yeah.
lead woman? Yeah.
Yeah,
I
he was
he's funny and he didn't stray from funny.
Yeah, Jeff, he played Norman Bates.
Really?
The remake, yep, that was Vince Vaughn.
I've seen it, and I just don't remember. I'll have to go and, like, rewatch it now.
It was unforgettable, Jeffrey. It was forgettable, I mean.
It must have been.
It was forgettable.
Okay, so we've ruled out Hollywood socialites going into main
uh-huh.
acting, but what about singers and rappers? What about LL Cool J in Halloween H2O?
Don't you talk about him.
That's Jeffrey's man. He loves him some LL Cool J.
Look, I can appreciate that the man
no.
can do the pep talk of love. The pep talk of love.
No.
You know.
He was fine.
He's not an actor.
Great actor. Shut up.
I think the movie was just horribly written. I don't know that he's a bad actor. I just think it was horribly written. He had nothing to work with.
Okay, now you on my poo-poo list too. I like Halloween H2O. Was that one after that with that dump with fucking Tyra Banks? Now that shit was horrible.
Ironically, that's next on the list. So there you go. Tyra Banks in Halloween Resurrection. What the hell
oh, wow.
was she doing in this film? The woman.
There's a reason she's a model.
No,
look at. I don't even think that's her in her acting abilities. Like that movie, just all the way around, was absolutely shit.
Right. Bad script.
But I don't think it had nothing to do with her because she would find a coyote ugly. Ow, ow, ow.
She was fine in that that movie. What was it? John Singleton movie that she did, Higher Learning. She was fine in that.
I just think it's like it depends if you get a shit script.
Right.
That's very
Halloween,
well,
they haven't done a very good job at the sequel. They did a good job at the first one, but sequels have been questionable.
Yeah, it could be. You guys could be onto something with Halloween Resurrection because Halloween Resurrection is on the list again with Busta Rhymes. So maybe.
Yeah, I don't know that he's much of an actor. We can vouch for Tyra Banks and LL Cool J, but, like, he's not, we ain't seen him in nothing else.
I got no love for Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Maybe the Angry
Although
Mr. Drew,
was...
but I got nothing.
That's funny.
Sorry, well, what about Shia LaBeouf? LaBeouf? How do you say
LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf? Mm-hmm. LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
In Disturbia.
I actually thought that movie was fucking amazing.
When
I like
about
Shia LaBeouf.
Movie, we're talking about Shia LaBeouf.
I thought he was fine in it.
Okay, what about Shia LaBeouf when he was in the... What was he in? Raiders of the Lost Ark? And Indiana Jones.
Bad script.
Yeah.
I think that was just a bad script because he's great in Transformers. He's great in Wall Street. He was great in these other movies.
Yeah. Eagle Eye was fantastic, too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like, I, just the poor... Well, you know, Karen, do you even think that it's necessarily the poor script?
Mm-hmm.
Or just shitty editing, which makes it look like a poor script?
Right. Because you know what? You brought up a good point, Jeff. A lot of editors save movies because they can edit and cut it, and maybe it runs running too long. It gets re-edited, and it's better, it's funnier. But I think it's a combination of both. Like, you really, a lot of things have to fall in place for a movie to really be successful. That's why it's so amazing when a movie really hits all cylinders, you know? Because you can have a bad script, but you can have an amazing performance and turn this bad script into something great, you know? Think of how many movies you've kind of seen, and the story was just okay, but there was this amazing performance or this amazing moment, and it made you really love the movie. Or, you know, all these unknown actors, and they have an amazing script, and it's an amazing movie just because they have so much to work with.
Right. I actually have one, Mike. Adam Sandler, Jack and Jill.
Oh, I know.
I do not blame Adam Sandler, because I actually watched it over the weekend. I laughed my ass off, but...
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm watching this movie. Well, my favorite part was when Jill is on the cruise ship and, like, walks up to the guy that, like, does the bathroom attending or whatever, and he fixes her tits, and she stops and he goes through the door, and she's like, really? Come on. I don't know what it was about that scene. I could not stop laughing. But I'm, like, watching the movie, and I'm seeing this scene, and I'm seeing the and I'm like, okay, this scene makes no sense. There's no explanation for it, and I feel like I missed something. And then
Adam Sandler was dressed like her, and the attendant helped him because his boob was, he went in as a man and came out as a woman, and the attendant was like, what?
Right, but in the beginning, there's a scene where they're just having breakfast, and, like, Jill is in, like, a coat. Like, what the fuck? Why is this bitch in a coat at the breakfast table? And I'm just watching, and I'm like, okay, the scene from the preview wasn't in it. So I went back afterwards, and I'm like, Joe, and I called it out, like, as I'm watching it, because it was just making me nuts. There were so many things that did not make sense, and it's like, what? How do we go from that to this? Like, there's this whole part of the story that seems important to the plot that we're missing, and they're all the deleted scenes.
Uh-huh.
And, like, parts that were cut, and I'm like, why would you cut that? That was actually funny. Like, what? Like, that was the scene.
Right. It made it make sense, so it wasn't, like, awkward. But when you cut it out, now all of a sudden it's awkward.
Like, whoever the editor
that
was should be shot.
Because that's so cool that you realize that.
It ruined that movie. It didn't make it, but I've noticed it on some other ones. Like, there's just, you're missing your plot lines, and you can't even blame Adam Sandler unless he was the editor. Like, this isn't acting.
No.
This is a fucking editing problem. Like, you're cutting out plot lines to this movie.
Uh-huh. He's funny. I wonder if he gets last rights to the edit, you know, because there's always a couple different edits. Like, you have the director's edit. You might have a producer's edit. I wonder if he gets, if he gets that right to kind of, you know, say, I don't like the way you did this, so.
Right. And, I mean, you have Al Pacino in that movie Pacino.
Right.
And then Katie Holmes was in it. I mean, and it just, like, the editing. Like, that movie had so much potential, and they just fucking edited
it.
Oh, God, they killed
it. Butchered it. A lot of times that's what happens. That's what happens a lot of times. It's the craziest thing. And you'll have people like network executives. You'll have all these people. You know how it's kind of like too many chiefs and not enough Indians? You have all these people saying, no, 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 we've got to do this, we've got to do that, it needs to be this, it needs to be that. And then the next thing you know, it's so overproduced that you ruined the movie. That had potential to be great.
There were just so major, like, things just were cut out. And it says editing by Tom Costin, C-O-S-T-A-I-N. Whoever you are, I think we need to have him on the show because I want to tell him he's a fucking idiot and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. I'm just saying.
He's probably, like, world-renowned.
Yeah,
he's
probably
world-renowned. Edit our reality show. I guess he's off the short list for our reality show.
Are you? Look, I'm telling you right now, whoever edits the show will be on a very, very fucking short leash. Because if I did, like, that was my nightmare with Jack and Jill, because God forbid, I will be taking heads. You will see a hostile takeover like Rosie with the magazine. It will not end well for the editor.
Right.
And
well,
I'll be learning how to
see why it's so important. You know, remember how we were having a production meeting the other day, and we were talking about editing and directing and how editing is so important. It's so important. You could kill something. You could have magic, and you could never see it.
Exactly. I mean, just clearly from the conversation that we have, you know, here on the show, that it could make or break it. You know, I mean, you could have something that's very well written, and depending on how
remember?
It comes together, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we were editing our demo for the show and how we had all these, like, we didn't realize how we would laugh or we'd cut each other off, and we edited the little scene, or we edited that part for our demo reel, and all of a sudden it's so much better, so much tighter, you know?
Yeah, and let me tell you, that demo reel took us how many months to put together? Like,
right. Once we figured out what we wanted, I mean, it really started flowing. But it did. It took, like, all four of us to kind of listen to it and chime in and go, I don't know, you know? Like, we all kind of added a twist to it.
Goodness. Well, I got one more on this bad casting mistakes list, and then we're going to actually jump over to something that, Karen, you brought up to me earlier today in our radio show production meeting about all these folks jumping ship on reality TV.
What, wasn't it yesterday on Sunday?
Huh? Oh, our production
yesterday?
Yeah,
I mean, Sunday.
Yeah. Mike, get your day straight.
So something's in this team, and I'm telling you what, my eyes are itching. I'm all, you hear that? I got the sniffles. You know, something's going on. I think I'm allergic to this happy tea. Either that or this damn Julie Chen pillow behind my back is getting me all sorts of thrown off. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nicole Kidman and the others. Like, what was up with that? I mean, the bitch had so much Botox in her face, you couldn't, like, I couldn't tell if she was happy, scared. She just looked shocked the whole film. I mean,
I liked that movie. The others, that movie scared the heck out of me.
It's a good movie, but Nicole Kidman, man, I couldn't tell if she was shocked, scared, happy, what? Like, her face, it didn't move.
Really?
Wait, what?
I gotta watch it again.
Yeah.
She had too much Botox. Really, I gotta go watch that again. Botox. Although I'm scared of that movie. That movie freaked me out.
Wait, well, I'm sorry.
I was that person.
Oh,
go ahead.
The others.
Oh.
Bad
casting.
Nicole Kidman and the others.
Look, Nicole Kidman gets such a shitty rap, and I'm sorry, but I like her.
I liked her in that movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
I enjoyed her in the others. I loved her in Practical Magic. I didn't mind Bewitched. But again, I thought the editing was fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know what's crazy? In the others, when I was watching that movie, I had no idea what that movie was about. So I'm sitting there, and when the big reveal at the end came about, I was so, like, shocked. It had me, like, I never guessed that. I was like, oh, my God. I was, like, so freaked out. Like, that was, like, a cool experience for me, because usually I'll hear through the spine, or, you know, people ruin the movie for you. Not that one. I was like, wow.
I was the same way.
I liked her.
I tried myself on figuring out the plot line before the end. Like, I'm like, oh, this is going to happen. And then I, nope.
I didn't know.
Didn't see that
was cool, huh?
Well, you know, it makes me wonder. I'm like, isn't that kind of how the Amish are? I mean, you leave the village, you don't come back, right? Or, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's think it's the whole
movie. Like, are you talking about the village now? I mean, I thought we were talking about the others. Have you even seen any of these movies?
Wait, isn't the others the one where they're like, or maybe I am thinking of the village.
No, the others is where she was. They were the others. Her and her kids were the others. They were. It's so old. It's already out. They were dead. They didn't know they were dead. They were ghosts.
The village is the one with Sigourney Weaver, where they're like, it's all old and school, but then come to find out, That one fucked me up, too. I never suspected that. They're in, like, a gaming, not a gaming, but they're in, like, a compound that's, like, protected from modern.
Yeah, but the people have no idea, except the elders. That movie's fucked up.
Right, yeah, yeah. But you're thinking about The Village, and they didn't have no fucking Nicole Kidman. They had Sigourney Weaver.
And maybe her face didn't
then it was,
and, what was it? The Phoenix Boy, then.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I didn't admit, look, I actually didn't see half of the movies on this list. I Google searched for casting choices, and this one popped up.
All
right.
I think I've seen them all.
That's the amount of research I put into this show for you folks listening.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
How many, okay, so that happened twice. You were talking about the wrong movie.
Only on Unscripted Radio are we so unscripted we're not prepared.
He's like, you know, Tom Cruise, he had a real smart part in that small part in that Interview with a Vampire. What? Mitch, did you even see the movie?
He had a big role. I was like, huh? He was the main vampire. I know, because even Brad Pitt's part was smaller.
Yeah.
Mike is just Mike.
Look,
I can't
like,
say anything about you because there'll be times I'll come tune into the show and I'm like, I don't even know what we're talking about tonight.
Gosh. Well, I hope you know this next thing we're talking about because you're the one that brought it up at the meeting yesterday. All these reality stars that are just dumping on their shows. Karen, what's going on with it?
I don't know. I mean, it's crazy because they had I saw an article on Yahoo, and it was very interesting to me where, you know, people are dying to get on reality shows. I mean, you have you have real celebrities who are trying to do reality because it's such a big business. And then
I can think of four people off the top of my head that are trying to get on a reality show.
I was just going to say that.
Exactly. So then you have these group of people who are quitting successful reality shows. Like, first person we have is Camille Grammer. She has decided to not do the next season of the Beverly Hills Housewives. And that's amazing to me because she's not really known for her acting abilities. I mean, she obviously got a huge settlement because Kelsey Grammer, you know, married her without a prenup, but she's quit the show.
Are any reality stars really known for their acting ability? I'm just
I think there's some. I think some
there's
really
some.
Can.
I think, yeah, because I look at it this way. You can get in through the door. People are getting in through the door any way that they can. And I really think that Snooki and all those people, they're actors. Like, they're not – I don't think they're just going to do half the things they do, but they do them because it drives ratings, and they know.
Sure. I mean, that season what? Season 5 of Jersey Shore? They're up to it. Yeah. They got that, their gig and their quote-unquote scripted reality down to a T.
Exactly. But, you know. You know they play it up. The minute they see that red light on the camera, they play it up. So it's hilarious to me. But me, speaking of Jersey Shore, the girl who was on Jersey Shore, what was her name? She quit the show.
Angelina.
The one that they all hated. Angelina. She quit
Angelina.
The show. And now she's doing, you know, another reality show on VH1 where it's couples therapy. But she quit the show. She quit a hit show. Can you imagine? I don't see anyone hiring Angelina. She wasn't really, like, the popular one. What did she
everyone
think she was going to do?
Look,
yeah.
I mean, everyone hated her. And to boom, she's stupid. I mean, look, you leave once during a reality show because she left season one. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Whatever. Bygones, you left. Then you come back for season two and you leave again?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And by that time, you know damn well. Well, yeah, but you know what? Look at how many sitcoms or dramas that's happened on. I mean, Farrah Fawcett.
Mm-hmm.
She, what, left mm-hmm. after one or two seasons?
Yep.
On Charlie's Angels. I mean, it happens all the time. Like, people end up being the breakout stars or whatever the case is on these shows. And they're like, I don't
mm-hmm.
need it anymore. I'm going to move on to bigger and better things. And then the problem is the bigger and better things don't
mm-hmm.
come the way they thought they
right.
were. Meanwhile, the show you know, 7 years later is still
going.
A ratings, you know, powerhouse.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
still
that's
ratings.
A good question.
Ridiculous.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Karen, as an actress, would you
mm-hmm.
prefer something where you, I mean, you're never guaranteed anything, but in this sort of situation, scenario, would you prefer having something that was going to be a steady gig? Like, we'll say,
mm-hmm.
Like the King of Queens, or, you know, like a talk show like Ricky Lake or something. Would you prefer a steady
mm-hmm.
gig, or would you prefer, like, 2 or 3 blockbuster hits?
Wow. I think I'd need a steady gig, only because, me personally, I'm one of those people that I enjoy working. I enjoy, and then when you go through the downtime, like when you're in between the gigs, it can be very hard on you. Like, it's very hard. It's a very mentally challenging situation. Like, imagine you're used to working 10, 12-hour days, and then you come home and you don't for a couple years. That's very challenging. That's a whole other lifestyle. And now you're just like, ugh. And it's just one of those things. Like, I would prefer to be on a show that ran 10 years, and I just know, you know, that I go to work. This is what I do. Like, I kind of like routine, you know? And I think you still get success out of those shows, you know? So, I don't know. Me personally, I'd rather have steady.
Do you find that scary, though? I mean, to me,
okay.
like, really, I think with shows, for the most part, 10 years is, like, the max. And if you can hit 10 years, like,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing and it's very rare. So, like, to me,
mm-hmm.
no matter what you get, like, your job is very limited and it's not
yep.
going to be for that long. Like, it's not something you're going to be able to do for 20 years and then retire. I mean, unless it's
right.
years.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And that's the crazy part about even signing on for this kind of thing. Because me personally, as a person, I'm not that person who wants to be in limbo. But yet I have a love for this art and a love for acting and a love for being on shows and doing, like, unscripted radio where we can just have fun and be crazy. And you kind of, you know, you'll meet many crossroads in your life, and you guys are going to, you're going to go through this because, I mean, the show has taken on popularity. So you've gotten a taste of where people are liking you and you've got fans now. And then if we take it to the level of getting it on Sirius Radio where it's going to be even nationwide, you know, it's going to be even bigger. And, you know, if we get the web series off the ground, people are going to now know your face as well as your voice. You guys are going to see this. You're going to go through it. You're going to love it. Right. And you're going to love the attention, and you're going to love the fame and respect you get from the show. But there is always that voice in the back of your mind that this could end at any moment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not hearing you really say what I'm really going to love.
What? The money?
The paycheck. Hey.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You'll be getting this paycheck, you'll change your life, and then you always have to go, this could end at any moment. Set up your life so that if this ends at any moment, you're not back in the poorhouse a year from now.
See, that's the one thing that we've interviewed a lot of folks on the show that's
mm-hmm.
been in and out of the business. And one of the things
mm-hmm.
that, you know, stuck with me was we actually, you know, off air, Jeff and I were talking with Leah Remini, and
mm-hmm.
she, you know, said, you got to put away. You got to put away. Like, you look at, like, Leah Remini or, like, Ricky Lake. Like, yeah, you know, Ricky Lake, her big thing was that talk show that she had, and, yes, she's starting another one. Hopefully, you know, for her sake, I hope, I know because she's that good, it'll run for another 10 years. But, you know, you got to, something like that, I would prefer longevity. And, you know, you got to buckle down and you got to put away, you know, because you don't know. And that's,
for me,
just being an Aries, like, I need that stability. I
right.
can't do ups and downs. You guys
well,
know,
I'm a Libra.
I'm a control freak. I'm a control freak.
Right.
I admit it. I admit it right on the air. I'm a control freak.
We got it on tape, Jeff. We finally got it on tape.
We got it on tape. I'll even let you pull it as a
we
sound.
We got him, Jeff. We got him.
Pull it as a sound clip just to play every now
so
and then.
So we
control
can
freak.
That court case, right?
Yeah, exactly, when we have to sue him. Or he's going to be suing you for beating him up, and you're going to be like, well, he's a control freak. He drove me crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Good times. Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's such a unpredictable situation, you know, and it, and like, I was looking at this list of people, like, 5 seasons, Lauren Conrad did The Hills. She left the show. Have we heard from her since?
Nope.
Have we heard her? Have we heard about her clothing line?
Nope.
I mean,
really.
Think about it. So, I mean, that's not to say she's not successful and she's not still working. I mean, she's obviously still doing her thing.
Did you say Dr. Conrad Murray? I heard you say Conrad. Did you talk about Dr. Conrad Murray?
No, I was talking about Lauren Conrad from The Hills. She left her successful reality show.
Well, wasn't she on Laguna Beach first?
Yeah, well, she did Laguna Beach, then she went to The Hills, and then she left the show, and the show continued on without her for, I think, 2 seasons.
Stupid
and
girl.
There you go. Like, where, I mean, it's
like,
you know, I think an actor has a bigger chance of rebounding because at least they have some sort of talent. Where a reality star, I mean, what are you really doing?
Well, I mean, even look at Melrose Place at Thomas Calabro. That son of a bitch is the only original cast member that stayed on that show from beginning to end. Like, even if they weren't paying you what you should have made, like, to me, I'm like, I'm not leaving because it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I got what he did, you know what I'm saying? And even, like, Mike, you were saying Ricky Lake. Like, she was on China Beach for a season. She made all that money. She went and bought a mansion, and then she had to file bankruptcy because the show ended, and she had no more money. And she was, like, living in, like, somebody's pool house when the talk show got picked up. So, I mean, it's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the, I mean, she, you know, so candid in her interviews and stuff. And that's one of the things, I think I said it on the shows before, she said, you know, when you're hot, but, man, when you're not, it's really cold, you know, and I think that would be, you know, I guess if I had any, you know, advice for, like, you know, myself or for Jeff, I mean, yeah, of course, it's going to be so hard for me to get, if you know, when this all takes off, I'm a spending freak, you know, I mean, I'm going to be like, I want that mansion up in the hills next to Justin Bieber so I can stay in his bedroom
window. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to be the broke one, and I'm going to be rolling in dough because the only thing I'm doing is investing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, I've already, when we hit it big, the first thing I'm purchasing is a financial planner.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to buy me a 2012 Volkswagen Beetle and a 1963, paint it white, and put a 53 on the side. Just saying. And then
I had
I'm going to invest.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm going to drive
me
a Herbie.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where you really have to think about it. But, I mean, this is the cool thing. I mean, it's kind of weird because I've been in the business so long, and then seeing it through your eyes is really cool because you guys are so new. And, you know, building the show, building the radio show, you know. So it's really cool. I mean, it's just really cool seeing it from both perspectives, you know, new and old eyes. No
pun intended. Nobody is saying that we're stupid.
No, but I think it's just so, like, you guys are very excited and very, like, you don't carry the, like, some of the bitterness that Katrina and I carry. Like, you guys are very excited about the possibility, and you're very, like, I mean, you're just, I mean, you see the potential of where we could take the show. And, you know, where I'm always really realistic with you guys. I'm going, okay, but this, and this. And sometimes I feel bad. I'm like, dang, I hope I'm not raining on their parade. But, we have to look at the big picture. You know, that kind of
thing.
Honey,
you're not a rainstorm. You're a friggin' fire hose, all right?
That's horrible. I'm sorry.
Could you make that noise one more time, please? I want to know what you have to do with your mouth to make that noise come out of you.
Oh, wow. Oh, don't you want to know?
I kind of do.
I'll have to send you a picture later.
But my thing is I don't know, for me, like, even if it was something where you're offered $5,000 an episode, to me, like, that's a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Take it.
That's a lot of money to me. Like, I'm not leaving. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, I'm staying until the damn thing gets canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, to me, like, hey, $5,000, even if you're doing 55 episodes, like, I'm going to stay.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, you know.
Now, do you
say,
like, let's say you're getting $5,000, but you know the show is making $1 million.
Okay, now, at this point, I would be bitter as shit. And I would be upset. I mean, I'm not going to say that I wouldn't be because I'd be lying. I would be. But,
right.
I mean, here's my thing. Like, I guess because I'm always like, okay, I could drop this kid in daycare or I could quit this nanny job, but what's coming next? Like, for me, like,
right.
The what's next thing,
mm-hmm.
I go take that risk. I'm going to keep cashing my check.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't. You know, like, I mean, Lord knows I've had problems with babies in daycare or kids in daycare or parents not picking their fucking kids up on time.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm like, I need to drop this kid. And I won't do it because I'm like, I don't know where the next kid's coming from or when that
right.
next kid's coming. So I'm just,
right.
I don't know. For me, like, I don't know that I could give up a solid paycheck, especially in that business. Like, it'd be tough for me. But I would definitely be bitter and be pissed as shit.
Right.
But I'd make sure everybody knew.
Right.
Well, you know who else is going to be bitter and pissed right now, you guys? Our
who?
Listener. Because we're over. I know.
Aww.
Yeah, right? 90
this
minutes.
This is a great show.
Way too fast. Yeah, that was fun. But, you know, we have an incredible week coming up. Tomorrow
mm-hmm.
night, Tuesday, we're going to try to jump into what we were supposed to do last Tuesday, but I forget why, but we didn't get to it. But, you know, we're all going to be back, and we're going to be talking about gender roles. What is female? What is male? What is alpha male? What is transgender? What's polygender? I don't even know. I'm just making shit up now. But make sure that you... I know, right? Make sure you're getting those top 10 list answers over to Ethan. That is just terribly exciting for him, and we want to have a crazy list for you guys on Friday. And well, what else is going on this week? What do we have just a huge packed week. What's going on Friday?
Give
guys?
Us your money. Money, 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 money. Money.
Money. Yeah, please. We need it. You want this dream to come true, right? We want to see this crazy. I mean, you would be entertained to the 100th power if Jeffrey, Michael, Katrina, and myself were on a small screen near you. You would be blown away at just the stuff. The stuff we talk about on air is one thing. You guys can't even imagine what we talk about off air. We're censored
yeah.
on air.
Alone.
Like,
I don't want to.
The cat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get stuff away.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that I can fairly say for certain sometime on that reality web series that someone's going into a pool. Someone's
mm-hmm.
getting a drink thrown in their face. Someone's getting kicked in the nuts through the Pikachu. It's going to happen.
Woo!
It's going to happen.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, I'm not kicking either of the girls in their snatch. Like, it will not happen.
Thanks, Jeffrey. We appreciate
you.
That.
And then I will be the one kicking you in the nuts for attacking the girls. And then you will be collecting your last
yeah.
paycheck and being fired.
Yeah, and don't hit the baby makers. Don't hit the baby makers. Come on now. We don't have much in life, but we got baby makers. They need to be protected. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Well, and you know, I'm just saying again, if you don't have $5, you probably should not be online because you need to go get a second job at McDonald's. So, and I'm Karen's right. I am bitter. So I will remember everybody that donated, and when we make it big, I will make sure somehow, some way, to repay you in a way that will be gracious. And for the ones that you can't, you really, truly can't donate, I get it.
Ooh,
I probably
don't
won't
want to be
anything for you, but I get it. The rest of you that listen and just don't want to, well, I ain't doing shit for you. But I say that with love.
Look,
and
when
we
Jeffrey
thank
is
all
making
of those who've donated so far.
Okay.
That's right.
He'll send you a hydrangea. That's what he'll do for you.
I like them. It's that rotted bitch Madonna.
Oh, God.
You know I hate her. I hate her. I really do.
We'll save your hatred for Madonna for tomorrow night. Oh, gosh. Much too much.
Good night, everybody. We're going to take a little time to enjoy the radio. And no Pikachu kicking.
Pikachu kicking. I've been warned.
Good night. Mama needs a honk shoe. That's hot koala. Honk shoe, bitches. Honk shoe.